current market conditions have experts talking about rotation and changes and much, much more. But you know what doesn't change? The underpinnings of stocks. And that, well, that leads you in the direction of trouble sometimes. And we're headed for trouble. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do it by digging in at the footnotes level and then working their way back up so that if you're looking at the surface level, you might find something is attractive, but they ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is possible. When something is misleading, it becomes dangerous. And conversely, by the way, something might not be as unattractive as it looks from the bottom up. That might make a stock attractive. To learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. And remember, they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks, so there's always more information on what you hear us discuss here. David Trainer is the founder and president at New Constructs. He joins us again now. David, great to chat with you again.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
GameStop.
Danger, danger.
GameStop. It's ticker symbol GME. And we should point out, you actually like GameStop, the company. There was a point when you were investing in GameStop and you were long, and that was long before GameStop became a meme stock. And quite honestly, David, I think you're taking a risk here because, well, GameStop seems to again be defying gravity. But of course, you can't defy gravity forever. Is that why it's back in the danger zone?
How long do you measure forever, given some of our danger zone calls? But, you know, we're going to do a series on the meme stocks. GameStop is just top of the list because it's one of the most popular. Some people call it the original meme stock. I kind of think Netflix and Tesla are some of the original meme stocks. But a meme stock is really a situation that reveals the biggest problem, I believe, in our stock market and in some ways our society today. And that's a source of reliable information, in particular in the stock market, reliable fundamental analysis. And what we're going to show for each one of these meme stocks is that there's no way anyone in their right mind would have been buying these stocks during their frenzied peak or their frenzied run-up if they had any sense of the fundamentals. Because if they did, they would realize that these stocks were trading at levels that are completely untethered to their fundamentals.
In fact, you liked GameStop before it got untethered. But even if it's happening on your side, all this volatility, all this craziness is not good news. I mean, it's lucky if it happens to make you money, but volatility is volatility. If you don't like volatility, just because it's going up doesn't mean you should like it any better, right?
No, that's right. I mean, look, there's plenty of people out there bragging about actually they don't know anything about the fundamentals. Like, they don't care about fundamentals. Hey, I just traded that thing. I made money on it yesterday. I didn't care about the fundamentals then. I don't care about them today. Look, that's fair. If that works for you, more power to you. But the other side of the coin is, what if you did know the fundamentals, right? What if it was easily available to you? Because most of the folks that are talking about, oh, I don't know anything about the fundamentals, is because someone's asking them and they're like, well, I don't care. And it's not so much that they don't care. They probably don't after the fact. But what if they had that going in? What if good, reliable information like what we provide was broadly available as much as the Wall Street Research, as much as the CNBC Bubble Vision, right? What if everyone had access to what your listeners have access to? What if everyone could type in a ticker and get a sense of what's a reasonable number for here for GameStop? Because, look, the stock went up close to $400, and we're saying – anything above 45, danger zone. Forget about it. It's absurd. It makes no sense. But yet, you know, people bought it at 50, 55, 200, 300, and again, almost 400. And we think that's because they just don't, no one has any sense of what the fundamentals are. And we think that the big reveal in all this is that the market lacks a source for reliable fundamental information, which would just give some people some peace of mind. It would keep them out of certain stocks. Some people still may not care. But at least the average investor would be on fairer footing with the big insiders that are making money every way the stock moves.
I pointed out after the most recent earnings report that adjusted for one-time items, GameStop earned $1.34 a share compared to $1.27 a share a year ago. But a year ago, the stock was trading at like $17, $18. And this year, 7 cents more a share in earnings, but again, off $1.27, so it's not like that's some enormous gain. 190 bucks a share. Like, just looking at that, not even digging in the way you do, like, that makes no sense to me. Am I wrong? Like, I get that when you dig in, you're going to find more, but shouldn't that be your sign? Like, earnings went up a penny, but the share price went up 50 bucks or whatever it is. Wouldn't that always be a bad sign?
Oh, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I don't think anyone's going to argue with me or anyone that, like, these stocks are getting overvalued. But what we're trying to do is help people understand, where does it get nuts? What's the cutoff line? Because when you don't have that cutoff line, right, then it's like, well, went from 50 to 100 and 100 to 200, who cares? You know, we're driving with our headlights off anyway. So we don't really need to worry about what's out there, because we've already decided we're going to take that risk. We're going to be blind to the fundamentals. I think if you know it going in, it just helps you get a sense of how much risk you're taking. But no, your math is absolutely right. It makes perfect sense. It's not hard to get a sense of how off the fundamentals are. But if you don't have that insight as you go along, it's sort of like, well, either I play with it or I play without it. I think people have decided they're going to play without it. And I think it's mostly because they don't have access to it. They're getting too much misinformation from the bankers and the underwriters and the companies and CNBC, you know, who are all kind of in the business of propping up the market.
What at this point would be a fair valuation for GameStop? How far would this stock have to fall for you to consider it buyable again?
Oh, we wouldn't probably buy it again until it got under 25 bucks. The economic book value per share is negative 70 bucks a share, right? It's not a profitable business. You're right. We owned it. It was on our focus list. We got in the teens. And as it started to go up in January, we said, okay, it's time to get out. You know, okay, well, what price? Because it keeps going up. You know, we were thinking, you know, look, for sure, the mid-30s, we were happy to sell. And, you know, look, it takes us a couple of days to put some of these reports together. And I said, hey, let's not rush. This thing looks like it's going a little bit nuts. We've gotten our faces ripped off by momentum in the past. Why don't we take advantage of this one? This time momentum will work for us. And so we waited a couple of days and we closed it. I don't remember what it was, but it was for a huge gain. And it went up quite a bit more from where we decided we wanted to get out. But all this was happening so fast. And we got lucky there. I'm not saying that was skill. That was luck. But yeah, for us to want to get back into it again, it'd have to be, you know, 20, maybe 25.
And do you believe that where it's at, the 190, that it's been able to hold for a surprisingly long time? I mean, it had gone up to 480. It went back down to 40. Then it went up to 190, fell down a little bit, got as low as about 120. But it's been able to stay there, and it's defying gravity. Obviously, that's not a reasonable price, but we always say a catalyst is hard to find. A catalyst in this environment seems to be like, there's nothing you can say, nothing you can do that would make this stock come back to earth.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I don't know what to tell you. These are crazy times. I mean, look, we've got the government pouring trillions of dollars into the economy. And really, you look at the landscape of investing alternatives out there. What are you going to do? Put your money in bonds? No. You know, we all think that, you know, bonds have peaked. You can put your money in Europe. You can put your money in China and Russia. You know, U.S. stocks is the place to be. And as long as investors aren't really interested in being discerning about what's good or bad, it's like playing roulette and betting black when every spot on the wheel is black except for one, right? You just can't miss, you know? And I don't know how long that's going to persist. It, you know, it doesn't make any economic sense. You know, people, you know, I have this conversation a lot. At some point, physics matter, right? Like, you can't just trade on a value that doesn't make sense, that doesn't have any economic underpinning. And I say, yes, that's true. But for how long can these things remain untethered? And, you know, you can look at some of our other danger zone calls like Netflix and Tesla and say, well, it can happen for a long time.
Well, and we'll be looking at more of the fundamentals on meme stocks going forward. But for today, GameStop back or in the danger zone. It wasn't in the danger zone previously. It was an attractive stock till it got into trouble. But now, in the danger zone. David, great stuff as always. I look forward to continuing our conversation on the fundamental radar for some of the meme stocks next week.
Thank you, Chuck. Me too. Have a great week.
That's David Trainer, everybody. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. And don't forget to check out their blog where you get more information on the picks. Up next, Roger Ibbotson, the legend. He's here in a moment.
Wow, this is dangerous.